Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
I think as adults, almost all of us in one way, shape, or form, whether it be positive, negative, or neutral, look back on some of the things that our parents did while raising us and go, why did you do it that way? There's just things like that. Because we're human is oftentimes the answer. Sometimes there's a more nefarious answer. Sometimes there's more of a just ignorant answer of I just didn't know what I was doing yet either. You know, I would have done things differently. There's all different ways to answer that question. I mean, heck, as a parent, I look at some things that I've done. Just, you know, we should all be able to do that. Look back on things that we've done and go, why did I do it that way? When we learn better ways of doing things. But sometimes there's just no real good answer or answer that would solve a problem, no matter how much that parent really would love to solve that problem. It happens. It happens if you're a parent, you know what I'm talking about. Especially if you're a parent in a haunted house. I am not in a haunted house, but when I hear these stories and then I hear the parent or the kids, the adult kids, ask the question back to mom and dad, why didn't we just move? In many cases, there's a simple answer to that. There's no way to do it at that moment in time. The financials, the difficulty, all that goes into that sort of a thing can be a very difficult thing to do. And sometimes it's doable in time. Sometimes it's doable the next day if you have the means. You know, sometimes it's not doable for long, long periods of time. Even if you know your house is haunted and your children are having run-ins with ghosts. And I think sometimes parents draw that line of, well, as long as no one's being hurt, you know, I get they're scared. I wish I could change it. I wish this didn't happen, but there's no way or means that this is going to make sense for us to go anywhere. That's not going to be more physically dangerous or even have any options at all. You know, sometimes that's just where folks are. Our next story leaves adult children wondering that when they go back and revisit their childhood and the haunted house that they lived in and all the stuff that went in, which also involves someone getting a bit hurt. But then it goes back to those means, and you have to almost hopefully respect that, you know, mom and dad, they're not perfect, but they were trying to do the best that they could with being dealt a crazy card from the universe. Haunted house and children. Take a listen. My name is Dolores. I've been listening to your podcast for about 6 months, and I love you guys. I want to tell you about one of my many paranormal experiences. As far back as I can remember, my family and I have had so many experiences, and at the time, we just thought it's how things were. Although as an adult, I came to find that both my mother and grandmother are sensitives and knew what was going on was paranormal. As a kid, I could not understand why my pencils would disappear and then reappear somewhere else later. Literally, just after having it in my hand, I'd put it down, go to use it again. A few minutes later, it was nowhere to be found. Until a few hours or days later, when I wasn't looking for it, and would be in an odd place. It was not limited to pencils. It was little things that my siblings and I would play with and then would just go missing. We would end up fighting about it because we blamed each other for taking it. But as I grew up, I knew that if they said they did not take it, they really did not. We lived in this old house when I was about 5 to 12 years old. I have a sister who's a year younger than me, and I have a brother who was an infant when we lived in this house. Remember that what I say these things about me and my siblings and these behaviors happening were normal. We did not think them weird at the time, just part of our days and nights. When my brother was about 2 months old, he had started crawling fast. He was sick with cancer, so it took him longer to learn things and to do certain things. At any rate, he was crawling around like crazy. He liked it when my sister and I would crawl behind him and pretend we were going to catch up to him. Most of the time, we'd like him to crawl away, and he would giggle because he got away. This one time, my mother was in our kitchen, and my sister was in our room napping. I was watching the Garfield cartoon on TV. I used to love Garfield, so I did not like it when I was being bothered while watching it. So having my little brother playing and crawling around during this time really it annoyed me. This one time, he was playing near the TV. It was like he was trying to get behind the TV. We had one of those TVs that was the tube in the big box, so there was a space between the TV and the wall, enough space you could hide back there. At times, we'd hide there, pop out, scare each other as kids do, so it wasn't very weird to see him playing around there. If he was not in my TV view, I did not pay much attention to him. On a commercial, I called out to him, and he'd not turn around. I could only see his little back, but he just wouldn't turn around. Still being on a commercial, I grabbed for him to play, but he would not turn around to take off crawling real fast. So, of course, I crawled behind him trying to catch him, but this time he was too fast for me. I remember sweating because this was the only time I could not catch up to him. He crawled into a dark hallway that leads into my parents' room. He didn't like playing in that hallway because it was just too dark, and I felt in a way it was something was off in there. Plus, it was dangerous in the dark. There was a scary feeling there. If we had to pass through there, we'd do it fast. I was getting upset that he was out crawling me, and I was crawling to him that I was going to catch him. All he did was giggle. His laugh sounded a little bit older, though. I did think that was weird, but I just kept after him anyway. He crawled into my parents' dark bedroom. I was not going to let him crawl away this time. I saw it as a challenge. That room was extremely dark. It always had been, so we never played in there. So he went in there and hesitated to go on in there after him was me. I called to him at first to come here. Come on, baby, come catch me. I thought I could entice him to come back out and chase me so I wouldn't have to go in there, but it didn't work. I heard him laughing. He sounded cute, so I went in there. It was so dark. My parents had blackout curtains in there because sometimes when my father was working, he'd work nights and would sleep during the daytime. So I heard him and figure he crawled into the closet, but the door was closed. He could not stand up yet, so I knew he was not in their bed. Plus, their bed was high. They had this big, groovy water bed, so the sides were tall. So the only place he could be was under his crib. His crib was in there, a little corner of the bedroom. I was scared. I didn't know why, but I remember being so scared I would not go closer to the crib. I finally said, okay, I'm leaving, baby, so he could just crawl out and follow me, but he didn't. I heard like a weird growl sounding or a meow. We had no animals, so this really scared me. I ran out of there, ran to the couch, just sat there waiting for him to crawl out. He didn't. My mother came into the living room and asked me what I was doing, and she said I was being too quiet. I told her I was playing with the baby and he was hiding in her room. She told me to stop lying, to which I said I was not. I explained what happened and she grabbed me by the hand and ran to where my sister was taking her nap. She was still napping. So my mother left me there and said, do not move. Of course, I thought it was something where I was going to be in trouble for sure. When she came back, she asked me to explain everything to her again, so I did. Then she grabbed my hand and took me to her room. I asked her to please turn on the hall light since we were going to pass it, but she ignored me. She pulled me along, turned on her bedroom light, and pulled me to the crib. She asked me why I was lying, that the baby was in the crib sleeping. I saw him with my own eyes in that crib. I told her I was not lying. I told her the whole story again, but she did not have it. So, of course, I got in trouble for lying, but I swear I was not lying. Later, as an adult, I asked her about this, and she was very clear that she knew I was not lying. But at the time, I was too young to understand what had happened, and she was too scared to believe that I had had that experience. It's still hard for me when I think back on this experience, but so many more things happened afterward. I think I just brushed it under the rug. It still gives me chills. My family lived in this house for a long time, and a lot of unexplainable things happened to all of us. I will tell you about that experience that happened to my baby brother. We saw the evidence afterward. My brother was about maybe four. He moved into our room, so he had bunk beds for him and my sister. Along with me, had our twin beds in there. It was an old house, so the rooms were huge. Anyways, we all shared that same room. He slept at the bottom bunk. My sister, she was on the top. I was closer to him, so if he got up, he would have to come to my bed and hop in. This did not happen much, but it did happen now and then when he was scared. My brother would wake up crying and come to my bed. He'd be telling me that the man with the raincoat was scaring him, so I just let him hop in my bed so he was safe. Then another time, he was crying and came to my bed saying that the man in the raincoat was scaring him again and pulling his arm and leg, so he hopped in. When we got up, he started to talk about it, but my sister and I distracted him so he wouldn't talk because we knew that our parents wouldn't believe it and we would get in trouble for lying. We had a routine that he would start saying these things. We'd immediately start playing with him so he would forget what he was going to say. But there was this one time that I woke up because I heard him crying. I could not get out of bed. I was too scared. I could not scream or say anything myself, but I could hear him crying. I felt like I was screaming, but nothing was coming out. It got quiet. I did not hear him crying anymore. So I did not feel like I needed to scream or get up anymore. Well, in the morning, we all woke up to pour some cereal, and my little brother had dried blood around his mouth, saying this was scary. In the middle of trying to clean his mouth, my mother walks in, and we were busted. We told her we did not know what happened, that he had blood by his mouth. Of course, she said we were lying, that we must have played with him and hurt him when we were playing. That was not true, though. But by this time, we were used to all of it and just kept our mouth shut because it wasn't worth it, and we always ended up getting in trouble for lying, even though we weren't. My brother started to say that the man in the raincoat hurt him and that he was crying, but the man would not let him go. My mother brushed it away and told us to be careful with him and not to be rough. In our house, we did not have a shower. It was a big old tub. So at our house, we all bathed at nighttime. So my sister and I would bathe together to play with our water toys, and we loved it. We had Barbies that we liked to take in there with us. My brother would be bathed by my mother, so... And then it was time for his bath. So he gets bathed by my mother, and she screams after my father to come to the bathroom. I was scared, and my sister started to cry. She said she knew we were going to get in trouble because of the man in the raincoat again. Next thing, my father came out so upset, he wanted to know why my brother had scratches on his back and ankles. We could not say anything because we honestly did not know what happened to him. Our family did not interact with our neighbors, and we spent most of our time in our house. From home to school and back home again, we were even cut off from grandma and cousins. We were like in a bubble living in that house. We knew that it was the man in the raincoat because we did not even play with him or anything. So my father was so upset that we were lying, so we got ready to be punished. There was nothing we could do. We did not fight it. These experiences got scarier and scarier, but for the most part, we kept our mouths shut to save our butts, even though we knew what the reason for these things was. The man in the raincoat. This house in California, it is in the East Bay. I have other experiences that happened to us. These are just the beginning of our long time living in that creepy-ass house. As an adult, I've asked my mother about certain experiences, and her answer has always been that she knew what was happening, but it was too hard to explain as an adult. Though, I say to myself, why did not we move if she knew what was happening the whole time? This is something that she continually fails to answer. She does not know why we did not move. She just says we couldn't. I'll write in with more experiences at another time.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.